Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to learn a few shtiklach in the Sefer Oris HaKodesh in Chelek Gimel from Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin from Rav Kook. And what we're going to learn today, sweetest friends, is I'm not exaggerating, even though I sort of have a predilection towards hyperbole, but this is really Yisod HaYisodos of Avodas Hashem, something that's really been lost in our generation. To a certain extent, maybe in other generations as well. I'm not so old that I remember so many generations. In any event, Rav Kook here talks about, very simply to summarize, being yourself. Now, as we know, Rav Kook's Hebrew is very flowery, and he makes a lot of references to Chazals and to Kabbalah, and definitely I'm not able to fully understand what Rav Kook is saying, but on our own level, I think we can get a lot out of these ma'amarim. It's called Atzmius Gula Mechibut HaKever. Uniqueness, being yourself, and redemption from the pains of the grave. Kol HaChulshot HaGufaniot VaRuchaniot, Kol HaMachshavos HaPsulos. All of the physical and spiritual weaknesses, all of the impure thoughts, V'chol HaRayonos HaMedalpilim, and all of the ideas which make one weak and poor, HaMetashtashin HaSekishara, V'as HaBihirus HaNishmosis, that sort of fudge, the clarity of one's soul, boim rak michisaron ha'ora shel haneshama ha'atzmis, come from a lack of light of the essential neshama, chisaron hazolas tal ha'chaim ha'yisoidi shel harotzen v'hargosha ha'akara v'hatshuke mimehusa ha'pnimis. All of our problems, in a word, according to Rav Kook, are the fact that we don't have light from our essential neshama. If we would feel our true selves, who we really are, our own personal neshama, then all of the weaknesses, both physical and spiritual, all of the bad ideas we have, everything would be solved if we would just connect to our true selves. Al yedei ma'asim ra'im v'netiyot achurot mitchasheket orash el haneshama, through evil deeds and bad inclinations, the light of our soul is darkened, umayana nechbash, and its well is sealed off. Ve'adam sofeg lot ruchaniyoto mikelim acherim, and a person absorbs his ruchnius from other kelim, from other sources. Merish mechutz shel olamim sfarim neshamot u'maasim. He takes all of the. He looks outside of himself. He looks at different books and different people and different deeds. Ve'rishme hachutz poalim alav b'tzura midoldelet, but it doesn't really have the proper effect on him. Then the wild part of the body has become strong. It is in a way of destruction. A person has no koach to run away from those who are pursuing him. He lost his foundation. So the person, he's looking, it's not that we shouldn't learn, Chas v'shalom, Rav Kook isn't saying we shouldn't learn Sfarim, we shouldn't watch other people, we shouldn't learn from other people, but we have to know that ultimately our ruchnius, our true ruchnius, comes from inside of us. There's something unique, there's something special, there's a unique chelek that everybody has in their own neshama, that nobody else has, and we have to connect to that. So it's easy to connect to what you see and you read something in a book and it resonates with you. Maybe that will help you get close to your true self. That's ultimately the goal. But not just to leave it as something external. I heard a nice idea. And if it doesn't resonate with you, maybe it's not for you. Maybe you're not letting the level to appreciate it. That could also be. But maybe it's not you. Maybe you have a different derech. Maybe you have a different avodah. But the person remains external when they're just looking and seeing what's going on in the outside world. It says Rav Kook, Es ha-pasuk shelo. A person is losing out his own pasuk, v'esa osios, shel shmoshe b'torah, v'dimyon abasar, holech umarish. You lose, everybody has, every Jew has an os in the Sefer Torah. Shishim riba osios, shishim riba Yehudim. So we know they're not exactly, not even close to 600,000 letters in the Torah. But there are many explanations. Chazal weren't stupid, they knew that. But nevertheless, we have this similarity between the number given to the osios in the Torah, whatever it means, 600,000 in every Jew. There were 600,000 Jews. So, leaving Mitzrayim, so that 600,000 is the number of Jews, and every Jew has their own pasuk in the Torah. V'dimyon habaser holechu marish chovit bo b'chol shotei barzin who cover bad masaf or kivur achamri, and then a person just gets involved in the gashmias, gets involved in the chamrias and the zohama. Why? Because he's not connecting to himself. Ves shmo lo yada, your shame, your essence, who you really are, you're not connecting to. Chibut kever, the pains of the grave. Ze im kol behelos of yeshna b'chol eis v'zman. It's the truth. We already have it now. We're burying ourselves alive. Beim pratiyus or shukalecha, beim klolos uma, both the individual and the nation. Echtov lahem ruve torasi k'mozar nechshav. We're strange to our Torah. We have so much Torah, but we're estranged from the Torah because we're estranged from our true selves. And that's why a person has to take time, as much as he can, as much as she can. This is not a mitzvah seishas man grum. Everybody's chayav to look into their own nisham and see what's my chalik, what's my portion, and to learn and to daven and to do mitzvahs and chesed and see what you connect to and see what resonates with you and see what gives you the most, gets you excited, see what gives you this rush of energy. V'tehilam chazus hakol k'davar k'dvar sefer achosum, and people, what the ultimate goal of life should be, getting to your true ruchni self, your avod in this world, your chalik, and it's your person's estranged from that. V'hine kamo chalolim sheikh v'kever shalos l'charet amod v'hima miyotcha nigzaru, and that it's the chibot hakever, like people in the grave, they're finished. People are buried themselves in this world because they're not connecting to themselves. And that's a very, very great tragedy, that we're not connecting to ourselves in olam hazeh. And we're looking around. What is he saying? What is she saying? What is he doing? What are they saying about me? And that's terrible. And that's a personal tragedy, that we don't know our true selves. V'hinei tavo ha-geula, gula sakal, v'gula saprat, haruach ha-pnimi yetzeh mimachboyoy, yamol da-besisoy ha-atzmi. The geula is coming, both the geula for the klal and for the prat. The internal spirit is going to leave its hidden hiding place. And now, yamur al besiso ha'atzmi, it's going to find its true basis. Yizkor yamim mikedem shnoi salamim. So that's what, it's going to remember the olden days. That's what we're looking towards. We're looking towards yamur al besiso ha'atzmi, that we have to get connect to the essence of ourselves. I don't know where he's going with yizkor yamim mikedem shnoi salamim, but I understand the yamur al besiso ha'atzmi, that a person has to connect to his true self. Who are you? What's your chelik? What's your portion? What's your portion in Torah? What's your portion in chesed? What are you doing in this world? What makes you different from other people? Everybody's different. So we're going to skip the end of this passage where he says some very, very beautiful things. But now we're going to go to the next Keta and Rav Kook. This is Os Tzadi Vov, page Kuf Lamites. Hashem Ha'atzmi, my personal name, Ve'eschachos and renewal. Ha'olam Ruchani Bone Kol Echad La'atzmo B'Kirbo. Everybody has to build his own personal world inside of him and herself. Kol Tchunas Ha'akshova Eino Kiyim Ha'akshor Levinyan Anitzri Atzmi Shal Ayochi. Kol Merkaz HaTorah Hu HaPosuk Shal Shmo HaPrat. The whole characteristic of listening is to prepare yourself. You're looking at the outside to prepare yourself, to build yourself from the inside. Ultimately, that's what has to be from the inside. And the whole centrality of the Torah is HaPosuk Shel Shmoy HaPrati. We all have a letter in the Torah. We all have a Pasuk. Mine is Eilecha Hashem Ekor Ve'el Hashem Eschanan. It starts with an Aleph, ends with a Nun. Everybody has their own Pasuk. Zeu, here Rav Kook says something Pilei Plo. Somebody was telling me this tonight. A friend from Etivari, a Rav Pichesko. And he was telling me about the Shtik Lachim Rav Kook. I had to learn them. And then I saw it was so good. I said I want to spread it to the world. To the tens of millions of people who might or might not be listening to this. More likely the latter. Says Rav Kook, Zeu kol koivet ha-din kol oimek ha-sheilu kol oimek ha-achrayas kol chivot ha-kever. You know what the punishment is? You know what the din is? You know what the shail is? You know what the responsibility is? Are we being ourselves? And that's the din. We have to give din to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why we weren't our true selves. V'yesh asher hakshavasu ikol kach mefurasha. Sometimes a person's listening is so broken through. It's so unsealed. It just goes in one ear and out the other. Ad she'oyved hu sarikus ha'atzmi. He loses the centrality of himself, of his being. Yodeu Shemot Rabim. He knows a lot of names. He knows a lot of people. He knows a lot of ideas. He read a lot of books. He read Musar books. He read Chassidus. He can quote Chassidus. Rakes Shemoy Shochach. Averat Vergessen. Zayin Eigenen Namen, if I said that correctly. He forgot his own name. V'lo Yodan, he doesn't know his own name, his own tafkid, his own essence. As kol amolo l'riku, everything he's doing is for nothing. Ve'em lo takone kimai, de'or la'sozen kibira. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gives him or la'sozen. He seals off his ear. Shemunaso mikol ha'akshov, he can't listen to anything. V'achore ahirus ha'godol hazeh, and after this big destruction, ha'chershus, this deafness that he has, that's ibud ha'kloli. Says Rav Kook Gevaldik, based on the Gemara Bava Kama, if somebody's deafened somebody else, he has to pay everything. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Chereshu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make him completely deaf, he's going to seal him off. Now he's going to be Nosim Lodmei Kulo, he's going to pay for everything back. That's it, there's going to be a new person. This is the secrets of when it's time to act for God. He revokes his Torah. The strengthening of the hearts of Rishayim, locking them off from tshuva, that's the chesed, that they're sealed off. And then when they're sealed. Eventually they come back. Because if the neshama is now crying out, and then Rav Kook says, it hurts. In the meantime, it hurts. But great things end up coming out of this. Quotes the pasuk, Baruch Ami Mitzrayim Masi Da Ashur. Even from Ashur and Mitzrayim, those terrible places, great things end up coming out. Mibnei Bonav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah Bibnei Irak. Haman, Si Hara, the apex of evil. His grandchildren learn Torah in Bnei Brak. Nothing firmer than Bnei Brak. So you see again this Yisod Raboisai of being yourself, not forgetting your name, and Hashem sees we forgot it, so He completely seals us off. And then when He opens us up, and Hashem is crying out, we want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have this Yischachus, after the Chereshu, it's Nosim Lo Demekulo. You're right, in the meantime it hurts. But a new world is going to be built, where people are looking for the Atzmius, not to go with the herd mentality. And when they find themselves, then that's going to be the Gula Pratis. And now the final shtickle, this is Os Tzadi Zayin on page Kufmen. Again, this is Oris HaKodesh, Chilagim. Very, very famous Keter from Rav Kook. In the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Yechezkel says, V'ani b'soich ha'goyla, I am in the Golos. Ha'ani ha'pnimi ha'atzmi shal ha'yochad v'shal ha'tzibur. Einoi mizgale b'tochi yusa rak l'fi erich ha'kedusha v'tayra shalom. The Ani is in Golis. The essence of who I am, of the individual, of the community, Eino Mizgala B'Tochiyuso, isn't revealed in itself. Rak L'fi Erech HaKadusha V'Tayra Shelo. The Pnimius of the Ani is only going to be revealed to the extent that it's Kadosh and Tar. L'fi Erech HaGvura El Yonah, according to the value of the higher power of the upper gvura, referring obviously to the Kabbalistic gvura, has fuga meha'ira atahir shel ziv maila, that is absorbed from the pure light of heaven. She mislahevis bekirbo, that is shining within all of us. Chatanu im avuseinu chen adam arishon shenikin misnakir atzmiyuso. Adam arishon, who are you listening to? Shepana ledaito shel hanochosh. Adam arishon, you're listening to the nochosh. Why are you listening to the Nachash? The Nachash isn't you. The Nachash is telling you what your Ruchnius is. That's a mistake. The Avar is Atzma. He lost himself, his true self. And therefore, Lo Yadu Lo Hashiv Tshuva Bural Shela Sayeka. Adam didn't know what to answer when Hashem said Ayeka. Why? Mipnei Shelo Yadu Nafsho. Mipnei Shanius Hamitis Nevla Minen. Because he lost his true self. B'cheita Ashtachavu Alel Zot. Because he sinned by bowing down to a foreign god. Chati Yisrael, Zon Acharei Elohi Necha. The Jewish people sinned. They went after foreign gods. As Ani Yuso Ha'atzmis Ozav, Zonach Yisrael Tov. His essential self he left. We left the good. Just like Adam HaRishon. The Jewish people went after foreign gods. Adam HaRishon went after the went after the Nachash. And that's our problem. That's our problem to this day. We go after foreign gods. It's not our true spiritual self. Chata Haaretz, the earth also sinned. Nikrishas Atzmiyusa. It also wasn't true to itself. Simsim Aschela doesn't have the same power. Right? It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be Eitz Pri Yosef Pri, that the Tama Eitz should be Ketama Pri, that the bark should taste like the fruit. But Holcha Acham Agam Yusuf Tachvitov V'Tachvisois Lo'y Nasnes Kol Chela Komas V'yos Tama Eitz Ketama Pri. So it only went after the ultimate, after purposes, and all these different tachlis. What about the means? Nasa'ayin michutzla. It went after these things that were outside of it, says Rav Kook. Lachshav advar gorolos v'kariros. Let's think about careers, all these different things. Wait a second, what about, in other words, when he says magamos and tachlisos, he's not saying that, oh yes, the earth only went after the ultimate goal, kedusha. No, here he's talking about the chayt of the earth, that we're all connected to this chayt of the earth, to go after careers, to go after what's not truly ruchni. And therefore, when it was supposed to make tam eitz ketam pri, the bark was supposed to taste like the fruit, it didn't. Because it wasn't true to itself. If it was true to itself, it would have made the bark would have tasted like the fruit. Because it went after other things, other magamos, other tachlisos, and not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not kedusha, and that's the person. So he goes after. He writes mefurish, goralot v'karerot. That's it. I have to make money. I have to make money. Money is life. Life is money. Time is life. Time is money. Money is time. Time is money. And that's what's happening. People forget. People forget the essence of who they are. Kitcher guy erech of the sivuf pinyusa. Simchas Chelka, Choma Dvar Hardas Malchum Lochem Chitzoyna. The moon also, we know from Chazal, the moon said, hey, how can me and the sun be the same? And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, okay, you become smaller. And we all lose our true self. So what happens when you're not true to yourself? Adam sinned, he died, he disconnected himself from God. The Jewish people sinned, we went after foreign gods, we went after Golas. The earth sinned. It lost its original power. The earth isn't what it's supposed to be. And now, quotes for Darda Tatsmiach Lach. The Arech was Makachek. It says it's no fair. And what did they do? And what happened? I'll tell you what happened. Then I look at the moon compared to the sun. Not the same. It lost because it wasn't true to itself. It's looking at other people. Looking at the sun. Looking at the other outside of itself. Look at the Ruchniyot inside yourself. There's so much. You get help. You get help with Svarim. You get help with Shiurim. You know, with learning, with davening, everything is great. But ultimately, the neshama has a kesher atzmitit HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to develop and we have to cultivate. And everybody in their own derech and avodas Hashem. Boyin mechanchem melumodim mistakon bechitzenius mesichim deagamin heimin ani. And that's what happens when you have these educators and they look at the chitzenius. Umosifim, here he says some very strong words. Umosifim teven ala medura. They just add straw to the fire. Mashkimas atzmei b'chometz. They give people to drink with vinegar. Mefatmes hamlochos hazalvos b'chomas shelchutzmei. They give people what's outside of them, not their true selves. Ve'ani holechu mishtakeach. The true I is forgotten. Ve'kevin she'ein ani ein hu v'kav v'chomer she'ein ata. There's no me. There's no him. And there's no you. You can't relate. So you have to be true to yourself. And when you educate, you have to educate. Each person's different. And each child is different. We know, ask any parent, say your kids are alike. Many parents would tell you, not a thing. Each child's an oilam bifnei atzmo. And it's so hard to see each child. What does each child need? Different than the other children. Because we have our own attitude. This is the way you educate children. And we have one shita, and that's the shita. That's the way I feel. This is the right way to do it. I have to remember, no. Reuven isn't like Shimon, and Shimon isn't like Levi, and Levi isn't like Yehuda. Yehuda is not like Yisachar. Gila is not like Rina. Rina is not like Ditzah. Ditzah is not like Chedva. Chedva is not like Avo. Anyway, most of the names I mentioned are not the names of my children, the exception of Gila. Halavai should have so many children. But we can't forget the Ani. The Ani is Mishtakeach. And educators and parents, they try to raise everybody. in the same way and educate everybody in the same way. No. Chanuch l'nar pidako. Everybody has their own derech. Ruach apeinu Mashiach Hashem. The spirit of our nose is the Mashiach, is the anointed of God. Ruach apeinu. It's the spirit. It's our breathing spirit. That's Mashiach Hashem. Es Hashem Elokeinu v'David Malkeinu nevakesh. Es Hashem El Hashem v'el tuva nefachet. Es hani shelanu nevakesh. You have to find the ani within yourself. You find the ani within yourself. You find the Kadosh Baruch Hu there. Once heard a beautiful idea. If Hanan Porat, you should have a foolish lema. There's a parasha sheet that comes out every week. So he writes in the parasha sheet on the Dover Hashem or Revi Yishim in Yura Hashem Oschai Miyavchad Mekor Balai Moab Im Tachanai Alai Machanai, etc. Amar li bi bakshu panai es panecha Hashem avakesh. So literally it means that I said in my heart bakshu panai. In other words, there was this voice that was saying Bakshu panai, search for my face. Es panecha Hashem avakesh. So therefore, what's that face I'm supposed to look for? The face of Hashem. So in Parshat Pshat, Amar Libi, there was this voice that Bakshu panai, search for me, search for Hashem. And therefore, es panecha Hashem avakesh, I search for the face of Hashem. But he said, no, based on Mavkuk, where is Hashem? Hashem is within us. Surah Levavi v'chelti v'olam. Says in Pasuk in Tehillim. The rock of our hearts, our portion forever. Says the Medrash, who's the rock of our hearts? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar libi. I said in my heart, Bakshu panai. Search for yourself. Search for your own panai, your own pnimius. And memela es panecha Hashem avakesh. I'm going to be searching for the face of God. Because searching for yourself is searching for God. So that's... And he concludes, Haser kol einechar, Haser kol zera mamzer, V'idatem kini Hashem elokeichem, Hamoitzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, Lios lachem elokim, Ani Hashem. You find the Hashem, when you find the Ani, you find it within yourself. We should all be zoche, to get away from this herd mentality. Everybody's different, everybody's unique, everybody's special, obviously. We need to learn Torah from others, and Kedusha from others, and there's a lot that we don't know, and there's so much to learn from others, but ultimately, our ruchnius is within ourselves, and we have to be true to ourselves, and true to our tafkid in this world, and true to the special kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that He gave nobody else, and that makes a person feel so good about himself and herself. And it's Hashem, we should be zoche, to come to that level, to find our true selves.